Hello there, my name is Caleb Wade, and welcome back to Creme Demented, a podcast where we talk about literally anything. There's no structure whatsoever. Please stop asking us for structure. I'm Caleb Wade, as I just said, and I'm with a very dear friend of mine, a wonderful artist and fledgling podcaster, Drew Arnett. Hello, Drew. How are you today?
Hey, Caleb. I'm good. I just got over being sick.
Oh, geez.
So, I feel great.
Yes, conquering death and whatnot. So, we're just here chilling. We're here to, you know, talk about what's gone on in the past, like, few weeks or whatnot since the start of the year. So, Drew, what have you been up to?
Nothing crazy. you know those Smash tournaments that we host in Madisonville? Well, get this. They opened up, like, a video game, like, arcade place.
Wait,
and yeah,
where
it's do you remember where that hot dog restaurant used to be on, like,
I actually never went to the hot dog restaurant.
Well, that stinks because they ran out of business and it now turned into like a little arcade place. And what I've been doing recently is kind of negotiating with him and Wesley, who is the main person that does, like, our monthly Smash tournaments. And we're trying to move, like, our tournaments out of the library over there, because we think that would be a better environment than the library.
It might be a better setting, yeah.
Like, yeah, every time someone gets a pop-off, we're like, yeah! And then, like, old lady librarian will come in there and be like, shh.
It's like, guys.
That hasn't really happened.
Sir, this is a Wendy's. Oh man, I should probably go check that out.
It's pretty cool. It's, I don't know, like, arcades feel like a weird business to have, like, nowadays, because a lot of people play video games from home.
Yeah, I think you can sort of cash in on that nostalgia market, you know, just having,
yeah,
like, arcade machines. It's just like, look, if they have an X-Men arcade cabinet, I'm in.
Well, he doesn't actually have any cabinets. He has, like, a big, like, emulator machine that just has, like, a bazillion games on it.
Oh, that's probably even better.
Yeah, so he probably does have it. They have a JoJo fighting game on the emulator.
I'm sorry, a what?
A JoJo's fighting game.
Well, I know where my next date's gonna be, so...
Yes! It's only the characters from, like, part 3, though, so.
Darn it,
just
I
keep...
haven't watched
part 3. I know.
Wait, hold on. Have I watched part 3? Yeah, I'm currently in part 3. Cool. So, yay. All right. So, arcade, I understand you watched Cats recently. You want to talk about that?
Yes.
So, first off... Is this just going to be a Cats review podcast? Can this just be a Cats review podcast?
Let's see how long we can go with just talking about just Cats only.
Oh, boy. Okay, so shall we... okay, I think I know how I want to do this. I'm going to take a cue from Talk from Superheroes. Let's start with a simple question. Did you like it?
Not really. It wasn't really even funny, like, to watch ironically. I was like, how about you? I was confused in, like, what was going on with the story. Maybe I wasn't listening well enough to the music.
Well, I'll get into it, but I hated it.
Dang.
It wasn't because, like, I didn't understand the story, because there is no story with Cats. But, the CGI horrified me.
Very, very horrifying.
And, let's just get into it. So, the CGI, did you hear the story behind this?
No, spill.
Okay, so apparently the story is, as I understand it, is that Tom Hooper, I believe, let me just check real quick. I don't want to lie on my podcast. It's Tom Hooper, isn't it? Yeah, it's Tom Hooper who directed Cats. Tom Hooper, they're doing, like, the CGI for a technology that's never been done before. Mm-hmm. And according to reports, they had like 7 months to do it before the premiere. Mm-hmm. That is not enough time to do that. So they did not have like a test screening because the CGI was not prepared yet. And it wasn't prepared until the first premiere screening.
Wow, that's crazy.
That is, okay, so I may be hallucinating here, but did you also see the hip-hop cats with the sneakers?
Yeah, they were there for sure. I was like, when I saw that, I was like, wait, did they all have sneakers? And it's like, no, they all had human furry human feet.
But then there was like a Gimbal Shanks or whatever who had like the tap dancing shoes, which is understandable because he's a tap dancer.
Yeah.
But you have these two hip-hop cats that's part of Jason Derulo's gang that are popping and locking, and they have sneakers on. I'm just like, what is going on? Especially when I looked back at the trailer, I'm like, okay, is it worse in the movie or in the trailer? And those scenes with the two cats, they did not have sneakers on.
Oh my god. You're telling me they CGI'd in sneakers?
Or they didn't CGI them out for the final... Oh my god.
That's so weird.
Okay, shall we start with the so-called story of cats as we go and comment as we go on?
Well, full disclosure, I've never seen the play.
Me neither.
Okay. So yeah, like I feel like this movie was made for people that enjoyed the play.
I don't think so because they hated it too.
I think this movie was just made for weirdos that like to see weird animorphed cats.
Even the furry crowd hated it.
Well, yeah, because furries are usually like, their stuff's more cartoony than this.
Yeah, and they're like more anthro, not with weird human faces. And weird human hands. Oh my god, that bothered me so much. Okay, so
can
we talk about the fact that Grisabella is the only one with a manicure. And they pop out their claws. And I'm just like, okay, cool. But then Grisabella, the old, like, worn down former glamour cat played by Jennifer Hudson, has literal press-on nails on that work for the character. And if every character did that, even the guys, I would have been fine with it. But no, The rest of the cast has regular freaky human hands, sometimes without fur and sometimes with a wedding ring, Dame Judy. And they pop out their claws, and those look like press-on nails.
Mm-hmm.
But if they had the claws out the entire time, I think I would have been fine with it. But they didn't, and I was scared.
Yeah. I was pretty scared, too, throughout this whole movie. Yeah, that's really funny that you brought that up. I didn't really notice that they all just had normal human nails. What's up with that? It's so weird.
Shall we talk about the characters?
Sure. Rum-Tum Tucker, I think that's the name. He's my favorite. I like him.
Oh my god.
His song is awesome.
That's the one played by Jason Derulo, right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Do you like him?
Nervous laughter. I think his set piece is, and I'm not trying to put you down, I think his whole song is the most nonsensical of them all. It's fun, sure, and it has some great set pieces, but the whole thing is that he is a contradictory cat.
Mm-hmm.
If you put him outside, he wants to go back in. If you have him inside, he wants to go out. And yet, you get that, but in the most annoying way.
Like, that song definitely has like nothing to do with the plot.
Exactly. Even
if there is a plot, songs
have anything to do with the little plot there is. Mm-hmm. And then Jason Derulo, I don't know, just screams milk, and it's just like, what? And then everyone's weirdly horny for him. And like, okay, and then interviews come out with Jason Derulo. It's like, man, they CGI'd out my bulge. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about, sir? What?
How would you feel if they CGI'd out your bulge? I'd be pretty upset.
I would be upset that I was asked to do cats. But, you know, we all need checks, and if I don't get any awards that year, that's fine. It's okay. I would just need to go to my savings account and just look at it every day. I'm just like, it was worth it. It
was worth it. There's my prize right there, baby.
It was worth it. So, shall we start with Victoria, who is played by Francesca Hayward, who is a beautiful ballet dancer.
Her dancing is fantastic. She was good.
She is not an actress. So...
Yeah, I don't know. She didn't even seem like a main character, really. Like, I didn't feel like she really did anything.
She really didn't. Like, she just stared around with, like, wonder and, like, amusement. And then she sung that one song, Ghosts or Beautiful Ghosts. That's not part of the original stage play. It was written by Taylor Swift. And it's okay.
Yeah. I like that she tried to help out that one homeless cat.
Grisabella.
Is that the name of the homeless cat? Mm-hmm. Man, I have a question about the main character cat, though. Like, was she abandoned by, like, her owner?
I think so.
Right?
That's, okay, so here's the thing. When I saw it with my mom, we came in a little bit late, so we didn't see the opening. Mm. So we didn't see her get tossed out onto the street.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, okay, so this is supposed to be set in, like, early 1900s, like, London, right? Like, the 20s or the 30s.
Okay, okay.
And Victoria is abandoned, and she finds herself going into, like, this murder cat cult. And
yeah.
Like, those two, like, there's, oh, God. I need to look up character names. Give me one second.
Yeah, I'm just
gonna... There's no way that I will remember any of the... any of the cast.
Their names are so... I like their names, like, how they choose their names, but they are, like, really silly. What would your cat name be?
I don't know.
Really... It has to be... It has to be, like, your first name, and then, like, two super weird things.
Caleb the Psychic Cat.
I love that.
Okay, so there's Francesca Hayward as Victoria the White Cat. She finds, Robbie Fairchild, who's Munku Strap.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's two, other cats, Jemima and Demeter. Hmm. And Jemima and Demeter are like, oh, what kind of cat are you, bitch? Victoria's like, I don't know, I'm new to all this, also I'm not an actress. And Monkey Strap and Victoria have this weird dance in the cemetery.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yo, whoever that boy cat was, he's a pretty handsome cat.
Monkey Strap, the gray cat?
Yeah.
I mean, I would love to see him not catified.
Yeah.
But he is a cutie. Like, he's apparently a ballet dancer.
Cool.
And actor.
I liked him, but I was confused on, like, the relationship between him and the main girl. Like, because he kind of just, like, abandons her after a while, and then she's just, like, on her own.
Yeah, but Mr. Mistopheles kind of helps her out. But,
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so do you want to know the names of the two hip-hop cats?
Yes, please.
Plato and Socrates.
Nice. Those are good names for cats.
So, Mr. Mistopheles kind of develops like this. There's a little thing going on with him and Victoria, and then there's Monkey Strap, and then there's Wait, hold on. Is it Cassandra and Demeter instead of Jemima? Apparently it's Cassandra and Demeter. Never freaking mind. So mm-hmm. Cassandra and Demeter are just like, eh, whatever. And they decide to take Victoria under their wing and show her the world of the Jellicle Cats with the Jellicle Ball. And the whole thing is that the cats compete for the chance to go to the Heaviside layer.
The what layer?
The Heaviside layer. The Heaviside layer.
What's and that?
Apparently, they are. It's apparently a metaphor for death.
But okay, okay, that's what I thought it was. Apparently,
it refers to the Kennelly Heaviside layer, which is a layer of ionized gas occurring between roughly 90 and 150 kilometers above the ground, one of the several layers in the Earth's ionosphere. So, yeah. They send a cat to the Heaviside layer, and and that cat is granted a new life, probably because they fucking die. So...
Wow, that's kind of weird that they send, like, the most talented, impressive cat to just go die.
I mean, wouldn't you?
If they looked like that, yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Just put them all in one big air balloon and see ya.
So here you go, but you, Monkey Strap, take that cat makeup off. You stay right beside me. So, throughout the film, like, we get to see the competitors, which is the first of which is Jenny Anydots, played by Rebel Wilson. Oh my god.
Do you like that guy?
Did I like Jenny Anydots? No.
Which one was that? Was that the really old guy?
No, that's Gus. Jenny Anydots was played by Rebel Wilson, and she's the first one, kind of like the bigger cat who was training cockroaches.
Oh, yeah. That's the part, that's the scene that blew up on the internet, yeah. Where it was like her taking off her cat suit, eating the roaches. Yep, and
training the mice with weird child faces. I wish that I was lying.
That part, yeah, the mice that she was training that were like little kids was probably the creepiest part to me, for obvious reasons. How about you?
The fact that she took off her fur.
Yeah.
Always bothered me. I'm like, why would you? And then Rebel Wilson's just hamming it up. And she's just like, oh well, what do they call her? She's a Gumby cat. So all day she lies around, but at night she gets into like productions and whatnot. I'm like, okay, I know you're trying to give like a reason for all these cats to be, like, who they are, but my god, don't do it so horrifically.
Yeah.
So Rumtum Tugger shows up, who's played by Jason Derulo, and he has his song. And then, shall we talk about McCavity, played by Idris Elba?
Which one's McCavity?
The one is with that the Desperado hat.
Oh, and he does, like, the magic and puts the people on the boat?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was cool. I liked him.
Okay, I think the actors in this each had a different motivation.
Okay.
So Idris Elba just goes to Tom Hooper. He's like, yeah, so this is like a kid's film, right? I can just kind of ham it up. Yeah, totally. Dame Judi Dench and Ian McKellen. So, oh, yeah, so this is serious. Like, we used to be in theater. Shall we just do it like we were in the theater? Yes, totally. Francesca Hayward. Yeah, I'm not really much of an actress. Do you mind if I just dance and kind of look curious? That makes sense.
That's a really good point. And yeah, I can't see that.
Freaking Taylor Swift is like, do you mind if I go like all sexy and have cat boobs? It's, yeah, fine, Taylor. It's fine. Turn a minute. So, McCavity whisks away both Jenny Anydots and, Rumtum Tugger, I believe.
Yeah.
And he just screeches, McCavity! I'm just like, oh, okay, all right, cool. Also, some of the cats have, like, fur on them, like, but not, like, CGI fur, like, actual, like, fur coats and whatnot. Whose fur is that?
Yeah, and you gotta think, like, that's such a tiny outfit, because they're all cats.
Yeah, and just, like...
Who's making these tiny cat clothes?
My goodness. I don't...
And, like... I want to see the perspective of the humans that have these, like, humanoid cats. Or do, like, the humans, do they look like real cats? And, I don't know.
They I know it's probably not in the play, but they miss a chance. What does a dog look like in their world?
Oh my god. Could you imagine like a human like on all fours like panting?
No, I imagine like a huge like fucking like The Rock kind of guy, but like in dog makeup.
I love that.
Or like since to cats dumb dogs are dumb, like with like just a dog like dog ears, like a dog head. Just go bark. It's just like whoa.
I wonder if they did make dogs. If they would all just have, like, that dog Snapchat filter on the whole time.
That'd probably be a fun movie instead of this. So, Rum-Tum Tugger has disappeared. Jenny Annie Dots has disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also meet Bustopher Jones, played by James Corden.
Which one's that?
The one who is kind of like big and shares food scraps from the garbage.
Yeah, I like that guy. I like that guy.
Okay, I actually hated Rebel Wilson and James Corden in this because they're hamming it up. It's just like, No, you're not supposed to do that. That's why I say, I'm like, stop it.
It did seem like way out of like that was like such a different tone than anything else. Like that was like the only like funny part. Yeah,
like are you trying to do this seriously? Because your attempts for humor are not working whatsoever.
I that kind of goes back to maybe what you were saying is like everyone in this movie had a different motive. Like he was told it would to just be like silly probably.
Yeah. It's like, well, we don't really like the lines. Can we just improv? Sure.
Yeah, and they just slap it in, like.
So apparently, I was wrong. I have the plot here on my computer screen. Rum-Tum Tugger is not captured.
Oh yeah.
So the next.
He doesn't really like. He has his song, and then he doesn't really ever do anything else in the movie.
He's like in the background, like dancing. I think.
Yeah.
But then you'd think like by the hip hop cats Plato and Socrates.
Yeah, and their sneakers.
That I just said, Jason Derulo is upstaged by the hip hop cats Plato and Socrates. Is the perfect indication on how I think 2020 will go.
I love it.
So, the next competitor that we see, well, after after we're introduced to Bustopher Jones, he has his song, and you know it's funny because he's fat, and
yeah,
he's a cat. He's a fat cat in spats, and McCavity whisks him away to his boat.
Which like that part is so I don't know. I guess I shouldn't ask too many questions.
And he has a guy named Grow Tiger.
That's his name?
Yeah. And wow. Grow Tiger has his little song. I'm like, did you really deserve a song, sir? So, after that, Victoria meets the twins Mungo Jerry and Rumpelteazer.
Mm-hmm.
And they, like, they cause trouble and they mess things.
And steal stuff. Things
in the house of their human family. Like, they're stealing things. They're putting jewels on Victoria. And Victoria's living it up. It's her bad girl summer. And, but all of a sudden, a dog barks. And
yeah. Victoria's, I forgot about that.
Victoria is left hanging. Whoa. Caleb, rephrase, left out onto like a bedpost because of her weird necklace, and the family dog is coming and is about to charge and I don't know, maybe destroy Victoria. I don't know, like the way they kind of set this up is like I'm just like, oh my god, is this dog gonna kill this this ballet dancer? But not to worry, Mr. Mistopheles comes to rescue Victoria, closing the door to the dog, and don't do that. Like, don't pretend you're excited. What do you think of Mr. Mistopheles?
He's cute. I like that he really wants to be a magician. I think that's cute.
He's the only redeeming character of this movie, probably.
Oh, really? Because he's, you think, adorable. So?
And, like, he's just cute. Trying his best.
We'll talk about it later on, but his little song he gets is so inspiring.
I know. It's adorable. Like, so they escape. Mr. Mistopheles rescues Victoria, and they have, like, this moment. And it's just like, ew, these weird, freaky humanoid cats are going to end up by the end of the
film. Yes!
And they return to the Jellicle Cats, where they're just in time to see the arrival of Old Deuteronomy, played by Judy Dench.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when this scene was happening, and we see, like, Judy Dench's, like, figure in the fog, I leaned over to my mom, who wanted to see this film, and I offered to take her to go see it. I leaned over to my mom, and I immediately said, "It took me 5 hours to get here, but I'm here. These old legs of mine aren't working as well as they used to, but Jellicle Cats." And she's like, "Stop it. Stop that right now."
I love that.
Oh, gosh.
I actually had to use a bathroom during her scene, like, when she started singing. But I think it actually happened later on. But, like, when she was singing, I was like, I gotta go to the bathroom. So I run to the bathroom. I come back. She was still singing. Isn't that crazy?
She was talking about how to talk to a cat?
Something. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention at that point. I was blocked out. I was
trying to shield you from pain.
I was just thinking about work the next day or something.
The fact, like, that, man, you're at a movie theater, seeing a movie, and you're thinking about, man, I gotta, like, work and whatnot. I'd rather think about work.
So. Let's talk about how she had a little bit of snot coming out of her nose. What was up with that?
Oh, no, that's Grisabella.
Oh, I'm sorry. I must have been thinking of someone else.
By Jennifer Hudson. But, speaking of, we first meet Grisabella as she's sort of like, Grisabella's a former member of the Jellicle tribe, who was banished for her past allegiance with Macavity, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of slut shamer.
Yeah, I noticed that.
I don't like that. I didn't like that. I'm just like, but like, she's just like, kind of broken down, and she's trying her best, and she, those two snooty cats are hissing at her. She's just like, oh, well, fine, I guess I'll just climb on, crawl on my hands and knees away. Oh, no. And, like,
she's so pitiful.
I know it's supposed to be sad, but you have Jennifer Hudson, who is a wonderful singer and actress sometimes. Crawling on her hands and knees away. Oh, God. So, the Jellicle Ball commences inside the abandoned Egyptian theater. Victoria dances a solo, but Cassandra is harassing Grisabella, who leaves. Victoria relates to Grisabella's feelings of abandonment with the song, like, Beautiful Ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
Because Grisabella starts singing just a tiny bit of memory. And old Deuteronomy is just watching this. She's like,
yeah. Who led her back there? I thought, like, I don't know, she's so important, you'd think she'd have, like, tons of, like, guards and stuff, you know, watching her.
I guess, like, she can just wander off when she pleases. Like, she's the matriarch of the Jellicle Cats, but she's just like watching them from a window, just, I see.
Yeah.
So, Victoria comes back, and old Deuteronomy is like, girl, you'll be a Jellicle yourself in no time. So, they have a ball, and, like, most of the people perform. Unfortunately, due to Bustopher Jones and Jenny Anydots being already taken, and Rum Tum Tugger already having one number in this play, we go to Gus, played by Ian McKellen.
Mm-hmm.
Sir Ian McKellen, who has a song about how he's played some of the biggest roles in history as a theater cat, and how he's had like so many like chances, and he's glad that he's had this long life. And like during his number, Dame Judi Dench just kind of kicks her leg up. I'm like, that's not her leg. you're telling me that Dame Judi Dench is doing a high kick, her hip would break.
Yeah, what else does she do, like, in acting?
What else has she been in?
Yeah.
Oh goodness. Let's see, in film, she was in, let me look up some recent stuff. She was in Casino Royale as M. She was, And in Skyfall, she was in Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children.
Because, like, if she's such a if she's a cat that will grant people to be angelical cats, she must be in some pretty high-quality movies, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she has had a long history of stage and film.
Cool. That old cat, Gus, bro, I thought that cat was gonna just, like, fall over and be dead any minute now, you know what I'm saying?
Also, she's been playing the role of M in the, James Bond video games from, like, 2004.
What? That's crazy. She reprises her role every time?
Yeah, as M, yeah.
Huh. Dope. But yeah, what'd you think of Gus's performance?
I thought it was nice. You know, I thought, like, Ian McKellen's doing his best, like, playing, like, the, well, I've seen and done a lot, but I'm still here, and I hope that I can die soon.
Yeah, that guy's so old, man.
Like, I'm just like, what? I know this is how the play goes, but why not give Gus the chance to start a new life? He's done it all. Like, Grisabella isn't that old. You just weirdly slut-shamed her for a bit, and then you accept her back. Okay, die, bitch. So.
Yeah. God, I feel bad for her.
So, Gus is also whisked away by McCavity. And then it's Skimbleshanks, the railway cat's turn, who does a little tap number and kind of leads the Jellicle cats through his, like, regular day as a railway cat. And it's like, this is charming, but why does this cat have, like, overalls and, like, tap shoes? That's what I'm wondering about. Like, why? Okay, fine.
I gotta say, I did like the part where he was, like, tap dancing, and then the screen, turns into, like, them walking on a railroad. I thought that was cool.
All of them with tap dancing shoes?
Yeah, I kind of like that.
Even the hip-hop cats, Plato and Socrates?
Yeah. Are those your favorite?
No. it just surprises me that their names are Plato and Socrates.
Socrates. Yeah, They're high up there on my favorite cats.
Goodness.
But yeah, I liked seeing him tap dance. I think tap dancing is pretty cool.
It was really cool. But, like, he gets back into, like, the scene goes back to, like, the Jellicle ball. He's, like, spinning and tapping, and he spins way up into the air and then disappears into, like, dust because of a cavity. So do these cats be like, oh, fuck, he's dead? What happened? They're just like,
I don't know.
Well, okay, that's a weird performance. I wonder where he is now. And he's just like, damn it, I'm on a boat. But growl tiger. So as that goes on, the femme fatale, the sexiest cat of them all, Bombalorina.
Ooh la la.
Played by fucking Taylor Swift. Okay, so. Alright.
I like that she was a bad boy.
Okay. All right. But this may be a controversial opinion, but I believe that
people are
sort of like trying to get to that as well. I don't know if you agree. Can we stop thinking? Can we, as a society, stop thinking that Taylor Swift is a good singer?
Oh, dang!
Can we stop thinking, as a society, that she actually has any talent in singing and performing? She's an okay songwriter. She admitted herself that she is a great songwriter and an okay performer. Can we kind of tap down that okay a little bit? Because here she is doing this song and dance number dedicated to McCavity and spreading out hallucinogenic drugs in the form of catnip.
Yeah.
Which makes people dazed and horny. And she's attempting this accent. So it's just like, McCavity's a Mr. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah, that is funny.
Like, and she's got like heels on.
Wait, you said the catnip made them high and horny?
Yeah.
How did they get horny?
They're already horny, just up to an 11. This movie is weirdly sexual.
It is, especially the scene where they're all three of the cats. This is earlier, but when all three of the cats are like on the bed with all the jewelry.
Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah. That's a hot take though about Taylor Swift.
Like,
dang, hot take, the first hot take of 2020.
No. I've had many a hot take in 2020. It's only been 12 days. So, like, and then Idris Elba joins in the fun, or McCavity joins in the fun, and then strips off his, like, fur coat. I wish he would put it back on. My god, is that horrific.
I want them to take off their fur coat, or, like, just take off their fur coat, and it's just, like, meat. Like, it's just, like, their veins and meat.
Oh, god!
And they're like, wait, wrong coat.
No, what I would love is if they took off their fur coat, and it's just their human bodies underneath.
Like, whatever they're wearing. So. I would hate the implications of that.
So Jenny Anydots, Rebel Wilson, has to strip off her fur coat, then her other outfit, and then it's just Rebel Wilson in just like a cute little outfit. Like, just like a casual outfit to go for coffee.
Yeah.
So the party is like incapacitated by Bumble Arena, Mungo Jerry, and Rumpel Teaser with their catnip. That makes everyone, like, drugged out and, like, high, and they can't protect old Deuteronomy. So McCavity is just like, hey, I want to be made the Jellicle choice. Give it to me. Give it to me right now. And then old Deuteronomy is like, no, you shan't be the Jellicle choice.
Yeah, and
you are unworthy.
Isn't that part crazy?
It's just, I feel like Alderaan is like, look, man, all you had to do was actually perform.
Yeah.
You didn't have to, like, you didn't need help. You didn't need, like, all this. If you just actually performed, maybe I would have considered. But no, now that I have a feeling that you, with my old cat lady intuition, that you kind of kidnapped literally everyone else, I don't know if I should give you this choice. And then McCavity is like, McCavity! And he teleports them away to the boat.
Do you think he knows that being an angelical cat means you're basically gonna die? Or do you think he thinks it's like, oh, I'm getting all this sweet money, all these hot cat babes?
I think that's what he thinks. All these.
Then he gets on like
felines.
He gets on like the hot air balloon and he's like, wait a minute, where's my babes?
Yeah, sure.
Why do I feel tired all of a sudden?
Oh my god. Man, it's hard to breathe up here.
So, I can't. It's so cold. I can't wait to. Do we get all the hot babe cats?
Maybe if I go to sleep for a little.
Yeah. Bit. Yeah. Yeah.
Jello cats.
Oh.
This got real dark.
Yeah, this got super dark.
So, She's kidnapped. Old Deuteronomy's kidnapped, and she's with the other victims on the boat. Everyone's just like, oh my god, what do we do? And then Victoria's like, oh, I know, in my third speaking part of this entire film.
Yeah. She didn't say anything, dude.
She barely says anything. Like, and she sings a little bit, but Mr. Mistopheles, you're a magician. Don't you have magic too? And Mr. Mistopheles is just like,
It's a different kind of magic, lady.
It's like, well, I can do this and this, but I don't know.
I would like to have him as, like, my pet cat. I like Mr. Mistopheles. He's cute.
He has a cute little top hat.
And his fur makes, like, a little tuxedo and, like, a bow, I think.
His fur makes a little bow. He has a little vest as well.
Yeah, yeah. So,
like, see, good. If this was animated, I think you'd have the furry community.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Cats, but, like, the fact that it's CGI and, like, with weird human faces, weird human hands, everyone's just like, ugh, what?
But you gotta think, like, if it didn't look this horrifying, would we be talking about it and would we go see it? Because if it was, like, too normal, I think we would have all ignored it. I don't think
anyone knew what they were going to get with Cats.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone knew. I really don't think anyone knew. They were just like, oh, wow, this trailer is awful. I think I'm going to go see it. And then everyone's just like, my God, what have we done?
I wasn't going to see it until I saw online how horrifying and horrible it is. And, like, everyone was talking about it. So I was like, I got to check this out.
I got to see it. I need to know. See, that's the thing. Like, I definitely wasn't going to go see it. If I was going to go see it, I was going to go see it with friends that I can clown it with. No. My mom's just like, I really want to see Cats. I'm like, and I tried to warn her.
So she unironically legit wanted to go see Cats.
Yeah, because she loves the musical.
Oh, okay.
And then we talked about it, and both of us were just like, oof, okay, so.
Wow, I'm glad she likes Cats, though.
The original. Like the music's beautiful, or some of the music's beautiful, it's just, damn, like.
Did she end up liking it, or was she like, this is crazy?
We talked about the CGI a lot.
And
we talked about the fact that Jennifer Hudson, or Grisabella, had so much snot coming out of her nose.
But yeah.
We'll get to it. We'll get to it.
Yeah, we got to.
So, Victoria suggests that Mr. Mistopheles can use his powers to... And then he tries a few times, like 4 times, right? And it doesn't look like he's done it, but then Victoria, on that last try, is just like, I believe in you. I really like you. And then Mr. Mistopheles is like, well, okay. And then, well, gosh golly gee willikers, Victoria, I guess I'll do it. And Monkey Strap's like, come the fuck on! Like, so... So, it doesn't think they do it, and then everyone kind of like... Gaston looks behind Mr. Mistopheles, and Dame Duty Dan's like, oh, well, I never miss a magical Mistopheles. I don't remember the fucking lyrics.
Yeah. I thought that whole scene was really cute. I liked how they were cheering him on.
I honestly wanted it to end like where he doesn't get her back, but like everyone's like, hey, it's okay, you tried.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought they were going for at first.
But nope.
Nah, apparently
in the play, Mr. Mistopheles is a dick.
Oh, yo, I gotta Google this. That's crazy.
Apparently he's a dick that, like, sings a song about, like, how great he is.
Oh, wait, he's a dick? I thought you said he had a dick.
No. Whoa, Drew.
That's why I was looking it up. I was like, wait, he's got a dick? So his dick is just hanging out? That'd be crazy.
The fact that you were so excited.
Could you imagine a musical with Cats, and then it's just like, one of them randomly just has like their dick hanging out?
Like a big bulge.
Yeah.
And it's not Jason Derulo.
Yeah.
So it's just like, they gave my bulge to this stupid magical cat. So they get old Deuteronomy back. And they praise Mr. Mistopheles. He and Victoria dance. However, Jenny Anydots, who suddenly remembers that she has a different costume on underneath her fur, She unzips and frees the cats, and she makes a joke about being a crazy cat lady, which I almost threw up at. And, well, it wasn't as visceral, but I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah.
The fact that they don't go 100% with cat puns.
Mm-hmm.
If they went full out with cat puns, I would have liked it. Also,
yeah, if like every single line was a cat pun, that would have been awesome.
Yeah, how dare you make Sir Ian McKellen lick milk out of a bowl? How dare you?
That's funny.
He's fought for gay rights. How dare you? So
at least he's getting paid.
One of his last. Oh goodness, goodness. It's gonna be sad if when he passes. You know, I'm gonna say if. Oh, he is legit queer. Holy crap.
Wait, who? Which guy? Gus?
Yeah, Sir Ian McKellen.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's cool.
He's been openly gay since 1988. I didn't know
that. That's awesome.
I just thought he was an awesome person, but no, he is even more awesome of a person.
That's super cool.
Nice!
Yo, that's a win for us.
Now I have to...
What are you looking up?
I need to look up. Never mind. I thought that Patrick Stewart was also openly queer, but no.
Mm-hmm.
They're just really good friends who champion LGBT rights together, which is fine, which is great. But Jenny and Edon rescues the other cats from a cavity. McCavity apparates away, leaving Growl Tiger to walk the plank. These cats do not return at the end.
Yeah.
So today, I guess they're just on that boat.
I mean, like, that boat didn't seem like it was close to the dock, really.
Also, how do they operate the boat if they're cats?
Also, when they pushed that cat into the water, did he just die?
I think he just died.
Wow. That's crazy. Could, like, PETA get onto this movie for killing a cat?
I think PETA's like, you know what, this is fine.
We're not touching this.
We're not, no. Let's not, please.
Yeah.
So, okay. So Grizabella, who's played by Jennifer Hudson, the kind of the homeless cat, as you stated, she returns to the Egyptian theater, and then everyone's like, bitch. Also, there's this weird scene, going back a bit, where Munkustrout kind of tackles, Mungo Jerry? And he's like got his like hand out, like ready to claw, but his claws aren't out. So it's just this human hand just going, you're pretty That's when funny. You don't talk and don't have cat makeup.
I don't remember that part, but like I think as I said, I like clocked out.
Yeah, that's fine. I didn't, unfortunately. So it's like a car crash. You can't
You can't look away.
You can't look away. Even in your horror. So,
but yeah, you go.
Okay, so Grizabella returns to the Egyptian. Everyone's like, bitch. But Victoria's like, no, she's cool, I promise. Yeah. I can speak as well. Then Grizabella is just like, go on, sing, Grizabella, sing. And then Grizabella sings Memory, which is a beautiful song. But she has so much... Okay, shall we talk about the snot?
Yeah, the snot, man. It was so... They should have censored that, bro. It was so gross. Like, I couldn't, like, look at the screen.
Bit, like, going out, like, as she's crying, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it just stays on her nose when she snots.
And, like, the scenes with her are pretty, like, calm. And a lot of it was just, like, pointed at her face. So you couldn't, like, not look at the snot, and, like, it lasted so long, and the snot just kept getting bigger and bigger.
Just try and, like, maybe wipe that away a little bit.
Why it was... I feel like it was their choice to have her have snot, but it was a very weird snot. And, like, the worst part was when it, like, goes into her mouth.
Oh, that's right.
Do you see that? Yeah.
And she also has, like, those kind of darkish brown, like, manicured nails.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the only cat who has manicured nails.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what is going... to quote Xander from Drawn Together, what is going on? So she sings, and then Old Deuteronomy is just like, wow, that's a dope ass song. You're the jellical choice.
Yeah. And she wasn't even like trying.
She wasn't even trying. She just wanted to be accepted by her tribe. It's like, you're accepted, now go fucking die.
Yep.
And so Grisabella gets in like her little chandelier, and Mr. Mistopheles uses his magic to make it float like a hot air balloon, and Grisabella's like, oh my goodness, I'm so happy. And then they just watch her float to her death. But Macavity, oh no, he's not done. So he teleports to leap onto a rope from the chandelier, but falls onto a column. He can't mm-hmm. hold on. So the Jellicles reunited with like their friends and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
They're just chilling out. It's just like, wow, that was a choice.
I didn't notice that the Mr. Mistopheles made the air balloon float.
Yeah.
Using that's crazy.
Magic.
I wonder how they did it before. Did they just get like a helium balloon and tie it around their neck and then they're off? Like, how did they dispose of the Angelical cats before then?
Oh my god. Do they just get a helium balloon and tie it around their neck?
Yeah.
And it's just like, shh, it's fine. Shh.
Ew, no. I hate that.
Old Deuteronomy, when she was younger, tied up the matriarch before. I was just like, it's my Jellicle cats now. And then I just have this awful image of this cat person like choking and trying to struggle as they float with a helium balloon to the heavy side layer. It's like, are they choking? No, they're just real excited.
This could be like a horror film, like a horror spinoff of cats.
If not already.
Yeah.
So they sing her away, and Old Deuteronomy is on top of like this lion statue, as like the other rescued cats are below them, and it's Old Deuteronomy, Victoria, Mr. Mistopheles, and Munkustrap.
Mm-hmm.
They're chilling out, and they're looking up towards the sky as the sun rises, and Victoria's a jellicle cat. But
wow.
Then the most horrifying part of this, in my opinion, Dame Judi Dench looks directly at the camera and addresses the audience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's her song about how you address a cat. A cat is not a dog. And I'm just like,
oh yeah, I forgot about that. Totally forgot about that
it's
scene,
called
yeah.
The Addressing of Cats.
Hmm.
And I'm just like, oh, oh no, 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 no. I don't like this. I don't like this at all. And I'm just like,
Their hand, she just starts like putting her hand toward the camera and it like starts coming out of like your screen.
I would just kind of smack it. No, stop it. No. And then like as like right after like her addressing of cats, like for that weird 3 minutes, they kind of look back up and Grisabella's still floating. It's just like, hey bitch, it's still here. And then she like disappears in a puff of magic.
Yeah, she's like, hey, so when do I get off this air balloon?
So when I get off from this air balloon and start my new life, do you guys want to go for lunch?
She's like, she starts like having to yell so everyone hears. She's like, hey, I'm ready to come down now. It just gets more and more faint.
So do any of you have a tissue or anything? I don't
know. Oh my god. My god.
Why do none of you have press-on nails? It's kind of weird.
That was beautiful.
I'm gonna be on the internet now, my god.
Heck yeah.
I've done worse things on the internet. I am
part. What's the worst thing you've done?
With my voice and like face available to be viewed, it's not a worse thing, but it was a silly thing. Last Sunday, I recorded a RPG actual play thing called Quiet. It's a new podcast that I'm a part of.
Ooh.
I play Vincent Vi Temple as we play Free League's Things from the Flood, right?
So I am
quoted with saying, "You can never trust a corgi." And that's clipped now because we streamed on Twitch. Mm-hmm. And you know what? We put out a rallying cry in which, if there are any clips taken from the show at all, it's just me doing silly things.
That would be a great like compilation video.
They're Vi GIFs or VIFs.
Yes.
So, I will share you the link.
We're gonna be
streaming later on tonight. When this is
awesome.
So we're going to be streaming around 9 p.m. Eastern Standard, so 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just...
Can you give me a link to the Twitch?
Oh, of course.
Heck yeah.
Let me just... but we can discuss that in a bit, but... but yeah... Is there anything else you'd like to say about cats?
I can see why they went with having the cats look like that, because they look like that in the musical. And I guess just...
That's the thing. It's actual suits and makeup, like practical effects in the musical.
Yeah.
It's not CGI. And frankly, if they would have just went with the makeup route, I think it would have been fine.
I guess they were just trying to, like, make it more extreme.
What, did Taylor Swift go, "Well, if I'm appearing in this, I don't want to be sitting in a makeup chair for 2 hours. Girl!"
I like that.
Even the poster.
I watched the you saying that clip.
You can never trust a corgi.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But seriously, this goodness.
Do you think you'll ever be able to forget cats? Because every day, every time I close my eyes, I see their horrible faces haunting me in the darkness.
I don't think that I will be sorry about that.
You're good.
I don't think that I will be haunted by it, you know? But I do believe that, like, I won't ever forget this.
Do you think you'll ever watch it again?
No. Are you kidding me? The only reason I'd, like, watch this again is if a group of friends and I had alcohol, we had, like some
catnip.
Oh my god. Maybe not some catnip, no, but like we had some snacks, we knew exactly what we were doing. And that is making fun out of this fucking awful movie, and like we were just chilling out and having a good time.
I feel like it's not even that funny to like make fun of. Like there's a couple of really good bits, but like there's a lot of times where it's just, like, music, and they're just doing, like, normal things, and it's like, yeah, they look really awful and horrifying, but there's nothing to, like, poke fun at.
It's nothing to, like, write home about.
Yeah. I wish they would have made it worse, so, like, it could be viewed as that, because it's not even, like, awful bad, or like make fun of it bad. It's just kind of bad, bad.
It's yeah. It's and that's the thing. It's not fun bad. It's bad bad.
Yeah.
And that it's then that's the most unfortunate thing about this.
Cause like I went to see it to make fun of it with a group of friends, and like I didn't even feel like we did that. Like we were in a theater all by ourselves too, and we were just kind of like we were pretty bored halfway through.
It's just like I feel like some alcohol, you know, maybe go to a thing where like you can be served food, some alcohol,
mm-hmm.
and just. You know, just enjoy being friends, you know?
Enjoy yeah.
Enjoy having friends.
Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying.
But, oh, goodness.
I regretted not seeing Cats on, like, the Discount Tuesdays.
I regret paying full price for this.
Man, but yeah.
Oh, my God.
What's up?
So apparently Taylor Swift was given the part of Bumble Arena without an audition.
Oh. Was that the role she got, the sexy cat?
Yeah.
Wow, that's really cool.
She tested for the role of Eponine in Les Miserables.
Mm-hmm.
Because Tom Hooper also directed that.
Oh, really? No way.
Yeah.
Was that a good adaptation of the... Seen it. Huh.
Never seen Les Mis.
I've heard a lot about it.
But you won't know what I have seen.
What? Rent. Yeah.
Okay. Shall we... It's been an hour, but like... Do you want to call it here? And shall we leave another musical theater adaptation to another podcast? Well,
yeah, we should do this again after I watch Rent, and then we can talk about Rent. Because I haven't seen it, but I've heard about it. Rent. Mm-mm. Is it's a movie?
Yes, it's a movie adaptation. Hold on, is it on Netflix? Let me just check real quick.
I remember when it came out, I remember, I knew a lot of, like, theater people that were, like, talking about it pretty extensively.
It's not on, Netflix.
Ooh, it's got a pretty low score. I'm sure I could find it somewhere, you know, lying on the ground.
But yeah, but Burlesque is on Netflix.
What's that?
You haven't seen Burlesque? It is a it's a story about how this wannabe dancer named I cannot remember her name, played by Christina Aguilera.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to move to Los Angeles, and she tries and fails at every audition until she unknowingly finds herself in a burlesque club and wants to be a part of that world. Tess, who is the owner of this club, played by Cher,
mm-hmm.
wants to is kind of struggling. Like it's both of these women trying to like make it to a better point in life.
Like the sound of that. Is that a good?
I liked it. You know, movie? I haven't seen it in a while, but I liked it.
Let me ask you: did you ever see a couple years ago? Dang, I forgot the name of it. It was that musical that was in theaters. It was pretty big. It's about living in LA. Shoot, what was it called? It won an award. La La Land. Did you ever see that?
I refused. Like, I'm just like, this is not for me. White people dancing? Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Oh, goodness. I was like, I'm good. I'm fine.
I usually don't go see movies in theaters, but I was invited to go see that movie. But then last minute, the people that wanted to go see it with me, like, had something come up, so they missed it. So I went to this movie all alone in, like, an empty theater. It was quite an experience.
Oh, my God. Speaking of theaters and going to... speaking of empty theaters and going it all alone... me and my friends wanted to see The Meg, right? That Jason Statham movie.
Ooh, yeah.
It was me, my friends Rob, Kat, I believe Jay and Eric. I don't know if Chris was there. Mm-hmm. We were the only ones in that theater.
Ooh, and we awesome. Found
the fuck out of that film.
Nice! That's awesome. So was it a bad film?
Oh my God, it's so bad.
It seemed like it would be.
It's weird because Jason Statham is like this rescue person for like marine biologists and whatnot, and he failed and like didn't save a person, and he has like this weight with him, and that kind of weight with him with like his failure kind of ruined his marriage, and his like wife's still working in like marine biology, and he's just doing whatever he wants. Everyone's like, Jason Statham, we need you back. And Jason Statham's like, no. There's a hot Asian researcher. Fine. And then literally, the ex-wife is such a wingman. It's weird. It's just like, when the ex-wife gets hurt, but she survives due to the machinations of the Meg, the ex-wife's like, hey, you know, we messed up. It's okay. You want to fuck that Asian researcher, that's fine.
Hell yeah.
I'm just like, this is the most chill ex relationship between exes I've ever seen. I don't know if I like it.
Yeah, that is like very weird.
And then Ruby Rose is, I'm also here. It was alright. Like, a lot of the marketing with that film was like, at least on Facebook, was like, who will win, the Meg or Pippin, who was like a Yorkie, who gets like kind of, is like swimming his hardest in the water because like his like owner like was holding him, and like the boat rocks due to the Meg, and like he accidentally goes off the side, but he manages to make it. But like, we were clowning it so bad, we were just in the movie theater going, run, Pippin, swim for your life, girl. Let the Meg catch you, Pippin.
So I gotta know what happens. Is who wins, Meg or Pippins?
Pippin.
Woo!
He escapes. I'm just like, you got and for like 5 seconds, it got really mad. Because it was just like, you better not kill this fucking dog. I swear, if you kill this fucking dog.
But I mean, technically, he didn't win. He Meg kind of won by disqualification, since Pippins didn't even put up a fight and ran away. You know what I'm saying? Like, they need to sit down, we need to get a ring for them, and they need to go at it. Meg versus Pippins.
Yeah. But apparently for Burlesque, apparently, humorously, Cher was nominated for Worst Supporting Actress at the Golden Raspberry Awards, or the Razzies.
The worst?
Yeah. The Golden Raspberry Awards is a parody award show honoring the worst of cinematic underachievements.
Wow. I didn't even know about that.
Did you ever watch Catwoman with Halle Berry?
Catwoman? No, but I remember seeing the box art.
She won Worst Actress due to that film for the
Raspberry. Wow. Cool. And congrats for her.
She immediately read... literally everyone.
She read everyone?
Yeah, it's just this, like, I'm so glad that I won this award. I'm so, thank you for awarding me for this, and I quote, god-awful piece of shit movie. I'm just like, Jesus.
That's awesome. So she was self-aware that it was, like, a really bad movie?
Yeah.
That's good.
Which is,
man, I kind of want to see this movie if it's that bad.
Oh, goodness, don't. It's way too long, but So, shall we call it here after talking about cats and Catwoman then?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining me, Drew.
No problem.
Weird.
One of the weirdest movies we'll see for a while.
Yeah, one of the weirdest movies, and the perfect start to 2020.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining me, and thank you, audience, for listening. We'll be going to bi-weekly podcasts after this one, as I'm working on Quiet. So, you know, we'll see you later, and thank you for joining me, and have a wonderful night, day, evening, or whenever you listen to it. Maybe during the twilight between life and death. I don't want to judge you. I have no room to judge you. Bye, guys.
See ya.